Vermont.
Thaino Thi, my name is Kiko Kwathibidi, Thaino Nation, Native Youth Movement Warrior Society. And I guess I'll just explain a little bit about the Native Youth Movement and why we came down here. And we want to make sure that all Native people come together in a large alliance from north to south, Alaska all the way to Argentina. We believe it's all Indian land. Our people within Native Youth Movement, we don't believe in no borders, no man-made marks, no man-made countries. We maintain this is all Indian land, no matter what treaties were signed or anything with any foreign man-made government, because we don't believe that any of these nations, the U.S. or Canada, are legal nations themselves. So therefore, we don't recognize anything, any kind of dealings with them. We maintain this is all Indian land from north to south. And the Native Youth Movement is just a continuation of the resistance that's been going on for 500 years. And our main objective is the survival of our red nations. We have to find places where we still maintain clean water, where we have clean food, where our children can survive when the white man's cities go out. So the Native Youth Movement, we believe in having our babies free of this system. We believe in raising our children back on the land and going back to our original instructions that the Creator gave us. This man-made system is falling apart every day. The water gets worse. The food system is falling down. Everything's falling within this system. They're building too fast, and it's a life of destruction. So with Native Youth Movement, we're raising that awareness within the young people, within our young nations, because 75% of all Native nations is under 25. You know, that's an average number. When you go to any Native community or any city with Native people in it, we have a lot of youth. And that's part of the prophecies that they say, that when the young people are the majority again is when the old warriors are getting sent back to fight for our land. So today we kind of feel like we're in that battle zone right now. We're in those final days of this type of world that we know it, you know, as we've grown up and has been for this way for the past while. There's going to be a great change coming. And our people, we believe in the prophecies. That's the main thing with the Native Youth Movement, is that's our foundation, is our spiritual ways. And we know what our ancestors told us, because they wrote it on the rocks and the petroglyphs, and they explained about these times that we're in right now, and they gave us instructions on how to survive through them. So a lot of those instructions, you know, our people forgot how to follow them, because they've been forced to lose so much. So slowly but surely, we have to start picking that back up and assuming our responsibility as warriors to defend the land. There's many issues the Native Youth Movement is involved with. There's many chapters in Native Youth Movement, clear from Alaska down to Argentina. We're one large movement that's coming together to take back our land. But some of the issues in particular we're fighting is we're fighting against tourism, which is just another way to say manifest destiny in the white man's world, because tourism is they feel like it's their right to go and have fun, to go use our land. What we need to survive is a playground. They have more room to play than we have to live. Most golf courses are bigger than most reserves. Most reserves in Canada are smaller than the average golf course. So, you know, these people have more room to play than we have to actually live and for our children to survive. So this is unacceptable to us. And if we just sit by and let these things go on, then, you know, we're not worthy of living this life, because we have children to take care of. And we have to think about what it's going to be like when they grow up, and for their grandkids and for their grandkids forever. So we have to always remember the big picture. And that's something we try to get our youth back into that mentality and that mind frame, that this is a very large fight, but we have to talk about the real basics of life: food, clothes, and shelter. And where are you going to get those things? Where are you going to get your water if the tap runs out? If you're in the middle of the city, where's the clean creeks? Where are you going to go when the roads close, or when the bank doesn't open and the food doesn't? There's no food shipments coming in on the roads because everything's blocked off. These are the things that are happening all over the world, and to think it's not going to happen here real soon, it would be very naive of us. So, you know, we're about the future. We're about this life. We're about fighting for life by any means necessary. We're going to fight for the continuation of our nations. And tourism is a main thing, because it's a mentality that everything is mine, mine, mine. It's that greedy mentality, that the same thing they say is God's will, manifest destiny. This is the same thing with tourism. Tourism, they think that everything is theirs to go look at and go play and have fun with, but they don't know that they're taking away people's livelihood when they go and be tourists on the land. So now, right now, the 2010 Winter Olympics coming up to the Northwest, where there's a lot of people who and still maintain their lives on the land in the Northwest, because it's one of the last untouched areas within this hemisphere. And there's still clean water there, one of the few areas in the world you can put your head down to a creek and you can drink the water and feel safe and know that it's nourishing your body and not going to poison and kill you. So the 2010 Winter Olympics is coming to BC, and what that is, it's a 17-day advertisement for the world to come and move into the mountains, to come and destroy the last places where you can have clean water, the last places where you can hunt your meat and know that you're going to be healthy. In 2010, they want to bring millions of people into British Columbia. And more than that, more than just the event itself, it's a real estate scam, because they're going to build millions of buildings for people to stay in, because they need housing for all these millions of people who are going to come there. Once those people leave, those houses need to be occupied. Those hotels need to be continually occupied. So really, what they're doing is setting up real estate scams so they can have an excuse to move all these people into British Columbia and develop it at a fast rate. So as Wolverine mentioned, we're fighting for the water, fighting for any type of survival we have right now. There's people who are setting up camps in defensive land up at Shoot the Cath. There's a camp going on that's been there for 6 years now. They say it's not a camp, it's a community. It's a new community that was started up in the mountains, and it was put up to oppose a $550 million ski resort that's supposed to be built there. They're still trying to get built there. There's warriors there defending that land currently as we speak. And these are the kind of things we want to pass out, this message down here, because I know in each of our areas we go through struggles, and sometimes we feel like, you know, this is the only thing going on, or we feel isolated. But it's times like this when we come together and we share in our struggles, and we share that this is all one fight. We're fighting for the survival of our people. We're fighting for basic life, for food, clothes, and shelter, for water, for the basic necessities that we need to continue life. These are the things we're fighting for. So to come here and meet with other nations who are fighting for the same thing, this inspires people and it gets you back. You got to know how important it is to fight for these children. So that's one reason why we come all the way down here to Bear Butte. We have an alliance with the Oweyaku Native Youth Movement, Lakota Native Youth Movement. Warriors down here have been here since July 4th protecting the land. And their advisors down here, and, you know, Carter Camp and Debbie and all the people down here who have been helping, Alex, and organizing this whole event. We want to make sure and show that support, that we know that they asked us to come, so we come. So that when we ask that favor in return, then they come if we need help. So this is how we work as Native people. We help each other all over. And we understand it's one fight from Alaska to Argentina, and we're here to take back our land. And information is the key right now in decolonizing, education, and educate our people about our true history so we can know where we got to go to take back our land, get back what's rightfully ours. Down Carter Camp. So, you know, that's just a little bit about Native Youth Movement. I don't know if there's any specific questions or anything people really want to know about specifically, but it's a little bit about why we're here fighting for the land. It's all the same. Organizing for the Native Youth Movement, contact information, we have for the land, a voicemail, which is 604-682-3269, extension 7845. That's 604-682-3269, extension 7845. And email address would be nymcommunications@hotmail.com, nymcommunications@hotmail.com. And there's a lot of different things, you know, that we're working on in our effort to decolonize our people. And the main thing to decolonize our people is to break away from this system, this man-made system that's destroyed all life. So one thing that we really need help with is resources to get our young people back on the land, because it's been so many years our people have been forced off the land that they're in situations now where they have to get back on the land and live there if they really want to truly decolonize. If you want to break away from the system, you have to do it not just mentally but physically too, and live your everyday life on the land. You know, that's what makes us distinct Indian people. So we have responsibilities. The main responsibility is to take care of Mother Earth, and we can only take care of it if we're living in harmony with her. So our main effort is to make sure and get young people back on the land. So we always need people we always need help and resources to do that, because we've been in such a situation of, you know, 250 million of our people have been murdered and slaughtered over the last 500 years, and we can never forget that. You know, never get complacent in this system. Never just think it's about TV and clothes, because it's a lot bigger fight than that. and we got to get back our land. And that's the main thing, because no people can survive without a land base.